Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Greatest Seasons Ever Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm feeling nice and toasty in my very oversized blazer.
Perfect. That was, I'm wearing my mock turtleneck and it's keeping me nice and cool in the air conditioning as well. So, yes, this was a blast from the past and was a new experience for you as we went back to the original, the first season, Alex Michelle, combined that with the first Bachelorette season, Trista Ren. How excited were you to go back to these two seasons?
I was really excited, honestly. You know, I've dedicated so much of my life to The Bachelor, and I've never seen the very first season. So I was kind of excited to go back and see what it was like. I honestly didn't realize that Trista was on the very first season either. Because I knew she was, her season of The Bachelorette came a couple years into the franchise. Mm-hmm. So I just figured she was on a little bit of a later season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of like they liked her so much. And it was, I remember it being kind of like a debate, like, should they do this? Like, oh, the tables are turned. Let a woman make the decisions.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Women making decisions?
Right. Yeah, it was a different time. Oh my goodness. So controversial. Yeah. I was definitely excited to go back and see what, I wasn't excited like to see what happened really, but just to see how it had changed. And there was a lot of things that, besides the fashion that were different.
Favorite weird thing was the one rose ceremony where everybody was sitting on the couch.
Oh, just sitting there and like nobody cheering when the lead walks in. They're just kind of like, hey, how's it going?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're just going to sit for this. Is that cool? Yeah. Right. Okay. Thanks.
And then the angles when the women were coming out to meet Alex, like the way it was filmed, it was like POV camera from like the back of his head.
Yeah.
So weird. Yeah, I never knew that.
There were some interesting choices, that's for sure.
What did you think of the choice of Alex Michelle as the lead? That was an interesting choice.
I wonder what led them to choosing him. He seemed pretty like boring and normal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And it seemed like he was kind of a little bit of a skeez.
Yeah, it's kind of douchey. I thought it was funny how they showed like we've kept his identity a secret. And I kind of remember them how they used to do that. Like they'd have kind of like almost like a profile, give facts about The Bachelor before they revealed who it was. And it was always like someone you never heard of, but just like you were supposed to just think was like the most eligible bachelor in the country. And yeah, they started out with Alex Michelle, I think maybe because they got turned down by other people. We're like, what is this show?
Yeah.
This seems a little strange, or I don't want to get engaged. So, but I guess to his credentials, he went to Harvard. So that was,
oh wow,
that was a big deal. Harvard and Stanford.
Wow. What a combo.
I know. And he wants nothing to with the show anymore. Did you think there was a chance that he was going to show up based on Chris Harrison's teases?
Like a very, very slight chance, because right. I haven't really heard anything that he's come out against the show or say it's ruined his life or anything, so I wasn't totally sure, but I wasn't that surprised to not see him.
I feel like more like the show has just kind of dissed him in the past, like not to the extent that they would with like Juan Pablo, but just sort of like laugh off that he was the first one, or that, you know, he wasn't really their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he could have, you know, what would it hurt to show up now? Like, let us see what's going on. You know,
I agree.
What are you doing in quarantine?
Well, and like,
return the calls.
I felt like we got a lot of conversations with the women from his season.
That was kind of surprising.
I was surprised, and I was also really happy about it. Mm-hmm. It's clear that these women are just, you know, kind of like happy that they were a part of this experience. And I think Shannon could have easily said, no, I'm not talking to you. Like, I looked bad on this show. And she just came and was like, hey, yeah, like, you know, I made a mistake, whatever. We're all happy now.
I think she's like, I look exactly the same as I did back then, so I'm going to show everybody how great I'm doing.
You looked amazing. Yeah. All of these women looked so good.
I know. Yeah. It was funny, too, how they were showing this, like, they put labels over this as they were, like, the first helicopter, the first kiss, the first I'm not here to make friends. I don't think they had the right reasons there yet, because people didn't really know what the reasons were for going on the show. But yeah, that lady Rhonda kind of coined like a reality TV phrase, at least for The Bachelor. Maybe it had been said before, but.
Yeah. And like, again, she could have easily said no to their invitation to talk, because, you know, she kind of came off a little bit interesting, that's for sure. And. Mm-hmm. You know, she was happy to be there, and I thought it was really fun. And it was, I don't know, I guess it's kind of different because a lot of these women, social media just was not, like, literally not around when they were on the show. So they didn't have the opportunity to be talked about in a way from so many people that the contestants are talked about now.
Yeah, I mean, they were, but the show was like so much more popular. So, but then they would get like, talked about, I guess, maybe more like the gossip TV shows or something, but you wouldn't see like every individual comment that somebody was saying about you or something. But they were more just like a TV character. You couldn't access them. So they could kind of just rely on, like, I think Rhonda was like the crazy person and she was the aggressive one, is how they labeled it. And then, yeah, Shannon was like, I don't think she even kissed him from what they showed. I think they would have showed it if she had, but like it was just like not about what the show was about. So
yeah.
She had all these rules. So I didn't really remember that. So that was kind of interesting. And then the show was at a totally different mansion, which I didn't remember. I just kind of assumed that that mansion had always been part of Bachelor Nation, the one now. So, but Chris Harrison, you know, he's been there since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So at least we have that. One thing I thought was funny with Alex was when he broke up with Shannon, they're walking out and she was kind of storming off. But then he just says to her, "We have to stop at this bench." And I was like, oh yeah, like there's always a bench there, but you never hear them say like, "We have to stop there." It's just conveniently located. Like when that's they're breaking so up, funny. They usually sit and stop at a bench.
Yeah, so. That's so true. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Like, and I love that she like shook his hand goodbye and then came back and was like, "You know what? I need to know why. Just tell me why."
Right. Yeah. Just have fun. All right. Have fun. And then let's see. What did you think of the woman he chose, Amanda? Had you heard anything about her before or even knew that was who he chose?
No, I think I knew that they'd never got engaged. And I think I knew that they obviously weren't together anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could have picked her out of a crowd. I thought she was really pretty. I was genuinely shocked at how openly they were discussing sex at this point.
Right.
And how I wonder what people's reactions were to him saying that, you know, she's sexually adventurous and her saying how she has a trapeze at home and, you know, all this stuff. Because I feel like some of the women have gotten vilified for a lot less than that. And I hope that people accepted them with open arms and their preferences. You know,
yeah.
I don't think that would have been the case.
I don't think that was the case. I think it was a lot of like, really mad that like Trista was like the wholesome, like the one taking care of him when he was sick and like seemed like the wife material and just like America's sweetheart. So I think I remember it was like people being upset that he picked someone so much younger. You know, she was 24, I think, which we don't bat an eye at now, but as part of his cast he was 31. I think Trista was a little closer in age to him and just that it was like, oh yeah, he just, you know, wasn't really serious about getting married and just picked someone that he, you know, just picked the young one, you know, I think it was like a lot of that. And that's why like the outroar about Trista had to be like, she has to like get a second chance kind of thing.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. And I could see why that would be the case. But God, it makes me sad because it's...
Yeah, you look at it now, it's like, oh, this is nothing. Like, this was just like... It was great that she was open about it.
Yeah.
we can get to know each other better. And yeah, and it seemed like, you know, she didn't have any regrets either. Like, she was like still kept in touch with him and seemed to be doing really well. So yeah, it's just funny to like look back at like what was seen as like kind of like not scandalous, but just like risque back then.
Yeah, or even my jaw dropped at a couple of the moments, and one of those was when they went into the fantasy suite, and then we saw like this weird night cam, and then we saw this like Polaroid of her with chocolate all over her face.
Yeah, she went into the bathroom, and then he had a plastic sheet. She said chocolate, caramel, and ice cream. So yeah, we got a little more like scandalous details there. Yeah, they wouldn't. I don't know, but then there was like Andrew Firestone's season. I feel like it was when they had like sound effects, or maybe I'm mixing that up with Joe Millionaire.
Yeah,
I feel like they like sometimes they show like they're outside the door or something.
Yeah,
and sometimes they're just like more tasteful about it. Let's see, what else stood out to me on this with this first one. Oh, a line that I wrote down that I thought was so funny was like he had said before he went in and met, like, joined the cocktail party, "I don't want them to be let down by the reality of who I am." And I was just like, yeah, yeah, probably will.
I mean, like, all men, right?
And then I remember the line that Trista said, "I'm in like, but I'm not in love," was kind of like, I don't, like, iconic at the time, I feel like you'd never heard something like that. But now you would never hear someone admit that when they're in the final two.
Yeah.
So I don't think she really wanted to be picked. And no Neil Lane. It was like he went to a jewelry store.
And they still like picked out the engagement ring and everything.
Mm-hmm.
For it to not even be, do you think, do you think if they would have even showed, if they hadn't showed the engagement ring picking that ended up being inconsequential, that we would have to end every season with an engagement?
I mean, I think that's like what they, like the
premise
of it.
They always wanted it to happen.
Like they tease at the beginning, like, will he propose? Will she accept? So I think they had that from the beginning. But he just sort of didn't want to commit to that. And so like he went along with the like, okay, I'll hold it out and like I'm gonna give you this, or I'm gonna hang on to it, you know. But we saw a lot more of those kind of seasons in the past. Like he kind of allowed that to happen. I think maybe that's what they were really upset about back then, was that, because I think season two he did propose, and then he kind of became like the golden boy bachelor then from that point.
Right.
Let's see. Oh, we had Demi and Nicole on to talk about fashion faux pas. What did you think of that segment?
I mean, did we need this?
It was so short. It was like, why do we need, like, can we just catch up with them instead?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then again, like I've complained about it before, like certain people that he catches up with, he'll like find out stuff that's going on in their life. Like we got a lot from Shannon, but I feel like she had to kind of wedge it in. Like she was smart about it. She was like, hey, like, can I get my husband in here and put Chris on the spot? Can I get an invitation to the mansion? Like, can you give me something?
That. I love that so much.
But with Rhonda and Lanice, he didn't really ask them anything about how they're doing now. It was just like, hey, you guys were on the show. Tell us about that. So. Yeah, I think this fashion kind of spoke for itself throughout. So, let's see. Then we had Trista's season. What did you think of her season?
I felt like we got a little shortchanged with her season. It didn't seem like we got a lot of depth or a lot of knowledge of what kind of went on.
Yeah, I thought the balance was weird. I thought it would be the other way around. That they would barely show anything of Alex Michelle because he wasn't going to be on there, and that we'd see a lot more with Trista. Again, maybe it's just to be like nicer to Trista and not show everything. Not that there was much. I mean, she was, I think, admittedly like kind of more conservative. Like she was really worried what people would think of her. So even like Bob Guinea, who got to like top six, I want to say, or like right before then, she didn't even kiss him. So it was just kind of different. Like there maybe wasn't enough drama to show.
Mm-hmm. When Bob Guinea stepped out of the limo, I pointed to him and said to Ethan, that guy was the Bachelor too. And Ethan was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I say, yeah. And he's the guy who effed the most.
Yeah.
As the Bachelor. And Ethan went, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The Running Man didn't do it for him.
I don't know.
Well, and then you look at it and you saw who her runner up was, Charlie. Like, how did they not pick him? Like, I don't understand.
Well, and like during the show, I was kind of like on him, but in their little catch up with him, mm-hmm. I thought he was really fun.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I think like on the show, it was definitely edited that everyone thought he was going to get picked. And he kind of said that too. Like, America thought he was going to get picked. He thought he was going to get picked. Because they didn't really show a lot of what they just showed Ryan, like giving her poems and the poem, like she loved them, but they were pretty lame. So, mm-hmm. And she would talk about like, he's who I have the most physical chemistry with. So I don't know. I don't seem like he would have been the choice to be the next Bachelor, but I think what happened was that they weren't really thinking of even choosing from that pool anyway, but they got tons of letters. Because people love Bob Guinea, and I didn't get it, but that was like how they started the show. It was like that women across America were demanding that he be the Bachelor.
So interesting.
Yeah. Like back then people wrote letters. Yeah. Sent in tapes.
So. Sent in like physical tapes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think they used to do like catch ups with a lot of the women that were on the season the year before, or like, and they would all have like gotten engaged like within that next year. It was like, it was strange, like, yeah, like now I'm happily with a boyfriend, and now like people, they're not really on the show for that, but back then it worked out for them mm-hmm. in some way. So yeah, what did you think of the segment they showed of the Greg, I think his name was, in New York?
I felt really bad for him. She was like, I'm not trying to be superficial. And Chris is like, oh, well, like, luckily he moved out of another apartment, like moved into another apartment. And it was like, New York City is expensive. Like, or like, I can't have a place like this. Like, sorry. Like, he's got a studio. Like, what do you, you're going to shame him for not having like a mansion in New York? Like, what do you want from this dude?
Right.
He's trying his best. Let's not apartment shame people.
Right.
Not everyone can afford a full bedroom in New York City.
Exactly. I think it was funny, too, that that was just kind of like the hometown date. It was like, okay, we're just going to go in the apartment.
Yeah. And like, no wonder people rent houses now for their family and pretend that was their childhood home. Like when they got when poor Greg got shamed for his his studio.
Well, I just think like, too, like if I'm like rushing off to pack, and I don't always have like my apartment looking the best when I leave for a trip or something. Uh-oh. So then they're like, oh yeah, now we're going to stop at your place. Okay. Like, yeah.
Listen, I clean the kitchen counter every single day. But by the time I go to bed at night, it does not look like the way I left it.
Right.
So I you can't blame this dude, man. Ugh, like where are you? He probably has no storage options.
No, it looked like he had to keep his bike in the kitchen. There was.
Yeah.
Was she like, so is there a bedroom and there's a bed sitting right there? She's like no, this is the bed. It's a studio, that's what it means. So I kind of wanted him to like get to redeem himself by coming on, but I didn't remember him at all. And then yeah, it was really kind of about the final two, because there wasn't really any kind of strong contenders there. And Trista was a little more obvious too about like she wasn't making out with everybody. So you didn't like how you have now where you just kind of think like,
yeah,
okay, it could go these different ways. And even now we can sort of tell, like eliminate most of the people at the beginning. So
that was definitely the case. Like you remember it being like, okay, it's either this guy or this guy.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, and then you saw like even that guy, Jamie, like she would talk about oh yeah, he's good looking, he's a looker, but then he wanted to kiss her and she was just like, okay, on the cheek. So you'd be like, well,
yeah,
she didn't say that to Ryan, you know, so it's either these two, Ryan and Charlie. But yeah, I thought it was cool that they got to talk to Charlie. I was surprised they didn't talk to Bob just because he was the bachelor. They didn't really show much of him. Let's see, and I don't think they pulled up anyone else from her season, but it was cool that they got to catch up with. Although, you know, they did talk to Trista and there was some guy that wanted to confront her.
So weird. Did you think it was going to be anyone but Ryan?
Like, initially I was like, oh, I wonder who that'll be. Like, I thought it'd be something funny. Like, maybe that guy that had that studio apartment would be like, hey, like, this was expensive or whatever. And just kind of like a laugh. But then as it got to like, okay, I know Ryan's showing up and there's not many minutes left on this show, I was like, oh, just going to be Ryan. Like, when I saw that, like, he wasn't there, then I put it together, but not right away. I don't know why I like keep buying into any of these stupid teasers because they're nothing. But I wanted there to be something there. And
then, yeah.
What about the segment with Cassie?
I mean, what a waste of everyone's time. Did they screen what they're going to talk about with her before doing this or what?
Apparently she released a post too that she was really mad that all they showed was her talking about the breakup. And I feel like she didn't even say anything about the breakup, so that they edited out whatever else she talked about. And she wanted to be there to talk about other things. So.
Sorry, Cass. That's not where you're getting invited.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like I learned nothing. But yeah, none of these segments are really doing it for me. So yeah, anything else you want to say about these two seasons or her wedding? Wedding was not officiated by Chris Harrison.
No, I'm glad we got to see a little bit of the wedding. That was cute and fun. I really liked seeing these. I liked going back. Mm-hmm. Did it make you wish that either part of this was extended, like was the full 3 hours, or are you happy that it was, they put it in one?
You know, I think they covered kind of enough, like that you kind of got a feel for, since there wasn't as much drama or anything like that, it just gave a taste of how much, like the vibe of the show back then, you know, like you just yeah. can kind of tell, like we still got like kind of an extended segment with Shannon, and which I had forgotten about her. So it just kind of brought back some of those memories for me from watching it. So kind of like, okay, what it felt like back then. But I don't think we needed like to follow the whole story because there wasn't really like, they weren't creating those, like the dramatic stories that they are now. Like I don't think they had like story producers like they do now. So yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I think I'm happy that they put it all in, one episode, but I just kind of feel like we missed a little bit from Trista.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we didn't get quite as much from her as maybe I would have liked.
Now, thinking back, like I think like sometimes like the family visits were a little more memorable. Like I remember like her, it was a really big deal that Ryan asked her dad for permission. That kind of has set the stage for like that happening all the time now.
Yeah,
and that was just not like they didn't show that, and that was kind of like the turning point for her, I think, and like knowing that she wanted him. And so that would have been something good to include, I think, like some of those like early meeting the parents type things would have been interesting. But yeah, I think, and then in 2 weeks we're having Brad and he has two seasons, so I think that'll be good too to kind of combine those, because like with JoJo's, it just got a little long. JoJo's, Ben's, like we felt like, okay, the 3 hours is a little much. So I think that'll be good.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. I have not seen either of Brad's seasons, and obviously they are in the hallowed halls of Bachelor lore, so I'm really excited to get into that.
Yeah, and I saw a small glimpse of Christy from Labor of Love in the preview for the first Brad season.
Oh, amazing. So
it'll be
like, oh my God,
it'll bring us full circle.
It will, won't it? Oh, I forgot about that. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if they'll show any of like her actually speaking, but you know, she'll be in the crowd somewhere. So it totally makes sense that we've been doing these combination podcasts. Although There was no Labor of Love episode this week, so.
There was not, no. So, sorry. Sorry for everyone to have to miss out on that this week.
I think it's kind of a weird choice for them to not keep up the momentum a little bit. Like, I think people might forget that the show exists if they have been watching. So, I hope people pick it back up that had been. But we do have questions about this goat episode. Gary Hogan wants to know, is there a reason why everyone's suits looked too big for them on last night's episode?
That was just the style then, right? Like, look at some of the NBA drafts from around then, and it's the most insane suits.
Like, skinny jeans were not a thing, like, for women. Like,
no,
you had to have flair.
I've got to say, the first night, I thought the women's dresses were pretty, were all, for the most part, really nice. I think there was only one or two that I thought was egregiously early aughts. For the most part, they're all very, like, simple and clean. And I think that kind of style is back in now.
Mm-hmm. I think what stood out to me was, like, when they were on their dates or group dates, they were just kind of wearing their normal clothes. They weren't trying to dress up in any way or look stylish, it didn't seem like. I think it was just like, throw on a suit, you don't get it tailored. I don't know. Strange. Dustin Feinberg, what's the more regrettable fashion choice? Chris Harrison's oversized brown suit yellow shirt combo he wore during night one of Alex's season, or everything undersized Robbie wore during JoJo's season?
I gotta go oversized. I think that's worse.
Yeah, it just doesn't hold up at all. Justin also wants to know, did Alex really pick Amanda because he thought he could be she could be his wife, or did he pick her because he wanted to experience an adventurous night on a trapeze?
I mean, the latter for sure.
Yeah, or the Wonder Woman costume.
This like hot 24-year-old's coming in and like, you're not picking her? Like, come on.
Yeah, I had forgotten too that. And they kind of showed the clip where she mentioned, he was like, so tell me about your first marriage. Like, I had forgotten that she was divorced, which was also was like,
I missed that
a big storyline on the show. I think that like, she was 24 and had like married someone like, I want to say like quite a bit older, but it was just like really briefly. And I was like, wait, that rings a bell to me now.
Oh,
so
I miss that. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to a Google.
Yeah, so she was doing the thing where it was like, yeah, and he didn't want me to wear it. And then, yeah, that just, Alex could not have that go to waste.
No, for sure not.
And then how many times did Josh Harrison have to hear his father say, you never forget your first, before wishing he never signed up for this job?
I mean, yikes, yikes, yikes.
Yeah. Yes. And then have you ever drank hot cocoa out of a wine glass? Was that a 2003 thing, or a thing where bachelorette producers spend way too much time thinking about ways to artificially create a luxurious state?
I can't imagine how hot it would be to touch the wine glass.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, couldn't it shatter? I don't really know.
I would think.
Yeah, that was strange. I don't think it would look that appetizing. Don't you need double walled glass?
Yeah,
the dates didn't look too impressive. I think that was another reason why they could combine these two episodes with like two seasons into one episode, that there were not like really exciting dates. Like, they went to Vegas was like the big thing. So, and it didn't look like there were any kind of creative entrances too on the limos. It was people just walked up, said hi.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, this is my name, thanks.
Right. Yeah, well, that is it. This is our, like,
look at us,
short and sweet, you know, two seasons, one episode, one recap. We're just distilling it, condensing it as much as we can.
Yeah, we're getting good at this.
Yeah, can't think of any other main takeaways.
I can't either. I really did enjoy watching it. Mm-hmm. And I hope we see some more older seasons. What do you think is on the docket after Brad?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you think Brad is going to show up? Do you think he's going to, like, they're going to catch up with him? Do we know what Brad
I would hope
up to these days?
I don't know. Like, does he have a bad relationship with the show?
I mean, I thought he did after the first one, but then they asked him back. So what did they say? It was like our most, like, like the sexiest bachelor, they called him or something, which I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting choice. I feel like he has to if they're doing like the whole 2 episode, but maybe they'll just focus on the women.
Maybe. Hmm. It'll be interesting.
Like, they're going to do Juan Pablo's, it seems like. So I don't think, is Juan Pablo going to show up? Are they going to ask Juan Pablo?
Maybe.
Yeah. Could be. Like,
I'm not putting anything past anyone.
Right. And then if Claire is filming, like, will she get to talk to them? Like,
I think so.
They'll get to like pull her aside. They can probably make it look like, I mean, if you're Skyping in, she can Skype in from her where she's staying, or, you know.
Yeah.
We won't really be able to tell. But as far as I can have heard, that's still going on. They're still moving forward with that.
Yeah. So. It sounded like she put a post up that was kind of leaning towards her going away for a while or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that would be good. Look forward to that. I guess the other thing that stood out to me with, like, you know, Trista really wanted, like, she wanted that fairy tale ending. And a lot of people were hoping that she picked Charlie at the time, just because, I think, just more because of how it was edited. But when we caught up with him, it's like he just settled down now. Like, he has like a 1 year old or something. So it kind of proves out that he was not ready yet back then. It was just like, you know, there were a lot of people that were on the show that were for different reasons, even though it wasn't like for social media, but that they criticized her choice too. But, you know, her instincts were obviously right for what was right for her. And he's doing well now too.
Yeah. It's really amazing that their very first bachelor ended up marrying the person she picked at the end. And I think that was pretty important to the success of the franchise.
Yeah, I think so. I think to be able to have that, because Jason was, I think, season 7, and they didn't really count that as a success for a long time, and people wouldn't really view it as one for a long time. You know, they had to sort of like fold him in. And what was Sean Lowe's season? Like, he was the first one. So to be able to have something to show that it can work was important to them.
Yeah,
for sure. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with Brad's. I don't know what's going on in a week from now. It's like a country music thing or something, why they're not having it. But I think I'm going to miss it on my Monday night.
Yeah, I think I am, too. I've been enjoying doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And this one, yeah, moved fairly quickly by having them combine 2 different seasons, I think, too. So, yes. All right. Well, Haley, it'll be a little while before we catch up again.
Yeah, we're on vacation next week.
Yeah, we'll still watch Labor of Love, but it won't be enough for a full episode. So we'll just wait till Brad season to loop those in.
I think that'll be perfect harmony, too, since Chrissy was on Brad season.
Exactly. So I hope she gets a line, at least. That'll be what we have to look out for. So.
Can't wait.
All right, Haley. Well, where can people find you in the meantime, or send us questions if they spot Bachelor News or have any questions or want to reach out to us?
You can reach out to us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. You can hear more of me on the Top Chef Wrap Up. Top Chef season is over, but we're still making things work down there. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @8strong_, and you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca.
And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPU Recapper. Until next time, bye.
Bye.